फ्रेंड्स, रोमन कंट्रीमैन एंड अमित शाह, वेलकम टू भारतीय जनता पॉडकास्ट. फॉर द दोज टू पीपल हु आर लिसनिंग टू इट एंड अमित शाह, मेनली फॉर अमित शाह, आदित्य, कैन यू इंट्रोड्यूस योरसेल्फ?
Hey, I am Aditya. I am a postdoc here in the US. I work in the area of computational biology. And unlike a lot of other Indians living abroad, I do not believe in pseudoscience. So does that disqualify me as of my Indianness somehow? I don't know.
You know, Prem Jyotish hates you, basically.
Yep. I don't fall in the target demographic for Prem Jyotish, essentially.
So, since we somehow ended up on Prem Jyotish, and this is for people listening to us who don't live in the States. If you live in the States or anywhere outside India and are watching cricket on Willow TV, you'll find Prem Jyotish ads every 5 minutes, basically. Prem Jyotish is our calling.
Essentially, all you find is Prem Jyotish after every 6 balls and some very poorly made money transfer ads.
Yeah, I have a question about that, actually. These actors, are they living in US or living in India? And if they're living in US, are they on H1? But that's a question for some other
episode. Are just since we are digressing anyway, there is another NRI targeted ad, Haldiram's ka.
Haldiram
Willow TV mein, there is an ad which says ki there is this northeast ka guy who is trying to peep into a room to watch a match. So, aur uske haath mein bhujia hai, and a couple of typical aisa symbolic North Indian looking people come to meet him up.
Matlab gore log.
हाँ, गोरे लोग. और बोलो, उसको बोलता है कि अरे जासूस है, ऐसा टाइप का. एंड द अदर गाय कम्स एंड सेज, कभी किसी जासूस के हाथ में भुजिया देखा है? एंड दैट्स हाउ ही प्रूव्स हिज नेशनलिटी.
मतलब बेसिकली इफ यू आर इंडियन यू ईट भुजिया, अदरवाइज यू डोंट ईट भुजिया.
इफ यू इंडियन यू ईट भुजिया, वो भी हल्दीराम का.
आई थिंक इफ यू आर नॉर्थ इंडियन यू ईट भुजिया, बेसिकली दैट्स व्हाट दे वांट टू से. एनीवे, सो दिस इज अ ग्रेट पॉइंट एट व्हिच वी come, because the list that I have in front of me, the first thing that I wanted to ask you, today has been a good day. England all out for 67. Before you say anything, I know that in the future, some people might listen to us and some of them might be like non-cricket fans. So if we are talking about the recent Ashes series that is going on between England and Australia, and this is not really part of our discussion, it's just we'll just take a minute because both of us are happy and we live in different states, so we need to share this between us. So 67,
and it's a sub 100 score in a long chain of sub 100 scores these days from England, right?
So
they have made a habit of scoring 60s and 80s these days.
Sabse funny the thing that I found was Crickbuzz did their headline on the India West Indies test match, and when Ishant got out, they said Ishant plays more ball than any English batsman.
That's the point of reference these days.
Yeah.
And how cathartic is it after the World Cup final and how they went through to win on boundary count and all that?
Here's the thing, and again, I know we are digressing, but like, I don't really have problem with the English players. I really like most of them. The problem that I have is with these English media and the ex-players who talk about English cricket. Oh my God.
By that, you refer to the Sky Sports team, basically.
Yeah, primarily. But
nasal Bob Willis, and traditionally you had Paul Allett and all these guys, right? So
have you, like, I don't know how active you are on Twitter, but have you ever seen Michael Vaughan's tweets? Oh my God.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel he intentionally tries to troll people. I don't know. Is he doing it to needle Desis, basically?
Only Desis give reaction. Indians and Pakistanis and Bangladeshi.
Dil pe, matlab usko pata bhi hai na, matlab he knows that this is the market. And Crickbuzz may be anyway is making money these days.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. But talking of cricket, how do you feel about Ravi Teachers Shastri and teachers, not just because he's a coach.
Due to more reasons than one, he's a teacher. So I don't know, I'm appalled at this. Like, I'm appalled at the dynamic that Shastri and Kohli share, and the power that Kohli as a cricketer wields, right? We've had superstar batsmen in the past, like Tendulkar was a superstar batsman, but we never had one player dictating who the coach would be.
You know,
And
no, go on, go on. I'll
yeah,
yeah.
and because we are talking of England, today's performance and this whole long list of performances by England goes to show that how poor we were in England, right? And Kohli and Shastri have actually nothing to gloat about. We beat a subpar Australian side at home, which didn't have Smith and Warner.
Definitely.
It was an achievement. It was definitely an achievement, but it was not as big an achievement as these guys made it out to be. And we should have beaten that England side, let's be honest. So I don't know, what does Shastri have to show?
I mean, teachers, basically.
Teachers, of
So,
course, yeah.
this is something that I find fascinating that you bring up the point of superstar batsmen and superstar players. Because I remember, and I cannot point to a specific moment, but I remember before Kohli, when Dhoni was the captain, I remember thinking, "Ki boss, he wields too much power," and to an extent, especially during the Chapel Ganguly saga, and I'm saying this as a Bengali, I also felt that Ganguly is wielding more power than he should be as a player, right? And it's surprising that every time a new generation comes and a new captain or a new superstar comes up, it to me it seems like he's that player is wielding more and more power. Like Dhoni's
Than
other Dhoni,
its
Ganguly's other
predecessor.
Dhoni. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, I mean, we are not talking about Shastri here anymore, I guess. We are just talking about Kohli. Something that I noticed today, I don't know if you're on Reddit too much. Someone posted a photo of Kohli, and he's reading a self-help book that is how to
Book
quench your ego or something.
ego or something. I saw that.
But seriously, like,
मतलब कितना मेटा हो सकता है ना, मतलब वो किसके
and something that I find very interesting is that in 2014, when he did really poorly in England. And then he did really well in 2018 in England, even though like Joe Bigg as a batsman he did well. And I remember him saying that he said this, and I'm paraphrasing him, but primarily he said that I realized that if I have to do well as a batsman, I have to give up on my ego. And somehow I just like Abhibi after the World Cup, they seem to. Like Shastri ji said in his press conference, we ended up as the number one team in the league stage. मेरे को लीग स्टेज जीतने के
लीग
लिए रहते हैं
स्टेज
आप लोग. दिस इज
नहीं, और एंड शास्त्री इवन सेड दैट दिस इज द बेस्ट इंडियन टूरिंग साइड इन क्या मिलेनियम या कुछ, तो ऐसे कुछ, राइट? एंड डू यू सी अ ट्रेंड देयर? जैसे शास्त्री आफ्टर द इंग्लैंड टूर सेड कि इससे अच्छा टूरिंग साइड वी हैव नेवर सीन, जबकि 2007 में अंडर द्रविड़ वी वन इन इंग्लैंड, राइट? सो एंड व्हेन एंड वी हैव नेवर वन एनीवेयर ओवरसीज. ये सब मतलब क्या, सब ब्लेटेंट लाइज है, मतलब दीज आर नॉट इवन फैक्चुअली करेक्ट.
I know what you're pointing at, and that is the second topic that we are very naturally going towards.
No, but let us stick to Shastri bashing
No,
for a
no, no,
while,
no.
I
Yeah,
think.
and I was asking you to do that. Okay, let's just stay at Shastri for a while. So something like I don't think Shastri is very imaginative in the sense I.
And neither is Kohli. And does Kohli strike you as a particularly sharp figure on the field, as tactically or in general?
Not really.
Yeah.
I so this is something that so I refrain from commenting on their ability to let's say for example select the 11 or set like change the field simply because like I've not played cricket at that level. But I do feel that sometimes like and I don't know what your opinion is on this, but like during the semi-final game, what did Kohli not come at 2 or 3 down? Why did Rishabh Pant and Pandya were playing? Imagine like that whole Dhoni Jadeja partnership. Imagine us having a Hardik there or even a Pant there. I mean, looking from outside, I feel that what exactly was the thought process? Was like Dhoni तो ये कह नहीं रहा था ना कि भाई अभी बॉल स्विंग हो रहा है मुझे मत भेजो, दो चार विकेट गिर जाने के बाद मैं जाऊंगा. लाइक व्हाट एग्जैक्टली वाज हैपनिंग?
बट आई थिंक उस पे यू हैव टू लुक एट इट कि इट इज रॉन्ग एट सो मेनी लेवल्स, राइट? सो वन इज धोनी का करंट लिमिटेशंस. एक्चुअली देर इज इट्स अ नो ब्रेनर दैट धोनी शुड बी बैटिंग हायर अप बिकॉज ही डजंट हैव द बिग स्ट्रोक्स एनी मोर. दैट इज द
I
फर्स्ट प्रॉब्लम
think
विद दैट मूव.
we have a very good discussion about whether Dhoni even deserves to be there right now.
Yeah. So assuming that these people have resigned to the fact that Dhoni has to play in that universe, all the discussion is happening in that universe, right? So ideally, according to me, Dhoni shouldn't have. If Pant had to travel with that squad, Pant should have got more than a few matches in the lead up to the World Cup to begin with. That's again a management and a tactical failure. And so Dhoni shouldn't. If at all Dhoni played in the 11, he should have played higher up the order, which they didn't. And second, Pant's ability is not to bat at the top of the order and shield a collapse. Pant's job is to be that dasher, and you are asking him to be something he has never been in his life in a World Cup semi-final. And ये, I feel that Shastri puts up this brave face, yeah, this pompous claims in front of the media. Like you would have heard him saying things like, "We have thrown the rule book out of the
We don't
window."
play
Yeah,
the
ऐसे सब
pitch,
कुछ
we don't play the
करता
team, we play the
है.
pitch. ये भी बोला उसने.
We play the pitch, फिर हर जगह हमारे लिए क्या मतलब, एवरी कंट्री इज अ होम मैच फॉर अस, मतलब एवरी मैच इज अ होम मैच, फिर कुछ भी मतलब ऐसा इलॉजिकल. तो दे ट्राई एंड जस्टिफाई इट बाय सेइंग कि नो वन हैज अ बैटिंग फिक्स्ड बैटिंग पोजीशन इन दिस लाइनअप. मतलब ऑल दैट इज प्रिसाइसली द रीजन व्हाई यू आर फेलिंग, राइट? एंड इट्स नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ लैक ऑफ पर्सनल, राइट? इंडिया में अभी यू हैव इनफ इन टर्म्स ऑफ
What I was about
रिसोर्स.
to say. So, firstly, about Shastri and his style, remember that I don't like Ashwin did an interview, and he said that Shastri's coaching style is basically comes up before the match and says, "Smash 'em, boys," and that's it.
I remember that. हाँ
Secondly, and now hindsight is 2020, तो अब सभी अपन बॉस हैं, बट क्या पंत की जगह रायडू या मनीष पांडे होता तो वुड इट हैव बीन अ डिफरेंट मैच?
यस, इवन श्रेयस अय्यर
इवन
मैन,
श्रेयस अय्यर, बट श्रेयस अय्यर देखो
मतलब
क्योंकि श्रेयस अय्यर खेला, मतलब समहाउ
चार मैच दिया
हाँ
था उसको मतलब लीड अप में, बट उसको दे शेड्यूल्ड हिम इन लाइक थ्री
नहीं,
गेम्स
बट
और
लाइक
समथिंग.
चलो ऐसा सोचो, मतलब लाइक श्रेयस अय्यर थोड़ा सा मुझे फार ऑफ लगता है, बट इमेजिन लाइक हमारा 3D राइट,
नहीं, बट श्रेयस अय्यर वाज एज फार ऑफ एज ऋषभ पंत, राइट? एट सम लेवल.
दैट्स आल्सो ट्रू, बट लाइक अगर रायडू होता और लेट्स जस्ट लेट्स रायडू रायडू सीम्स लाइक द क्लोजेस्ट बिकॉज़ ही मिस्ड आउट राइट,
क्लोजेस्ट, ट्रू.
तो क्या कि वुड वी हैव लाइक वुड इट हैव बीन अ लिटिल डिफरेंट?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Even for that matter, I was advocating for Ajinkya Rahane being in the
आधा नहीं
squad,
बोला था, आधा
just
की
for
बात मत नहीं लो.
the मतलब that one bad day के लिए. You cannot build a side which does not have any insurance policy. तो अपना पूरा का पूरा जो स्ट्रेटेजी था वो टीम का, इट वाज बिल्ट अराउंड अस बीइंग 200 for 2, एट व्हिच पॉइंट इट बिकम्स
पॉइंटलेस.
बैटिंग पोजीशंस बिकम पॉइंटलेस एट 200 for 2, राइट? द रीजन व्हाई यू पिक अ प्लेयर इज ऑन दैट बैड डे फॉर 20 for 3, जिसके लिए कंटिजेंसी वी डिडंट हैव एनीथिंग एट ऑल. एंड ऑल दिस बॉइल्स डाउन टू टैक्टिकल ब्लंडर्स. एंड ऑन टॉप ऑफ ऑल दिस, एज यू सेड कि इसके पहले धोनी के केस में भी ही वील्डेड अ लॉट ऑफ पावर, बट देयर वाज अ स्लाइट डिफरेंस कि तभी बीसीसीआई एज अ स्ट्रक्चर एग्जिस्टेड.
अभी COA
हाँ, भी वो सीओए और चेयरमैन ऑफ सेलेक्टर्स, हु इज अ जोक.
बट यू हैव टू काइंड ऑफ से दैट लाइक वेदर वी वांटेड इट और नॉट, देयर इज अ स्पेसिफिक स्टाइल ऑफ प्ले दैट इज इन स्पेशली आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट वन डे, देयर इज अ स्पेसिफिक स्टाइल ऑफ प्ले दैट हैज हैपेंड दैट इंडिया प्लेज, व्हिच इज दे सेव एंड सेव एंड सेव अंटिल द फर्स्ट 30 ओवर्स एंड देन दे ट्राई एंड गो ब्लास्ट आउट, व्हिच बेसिकली इंग्लैंड प्लेज कंप्लीटली द ऑपोजिट वे. लाइक दे
This is England of 2013.
This is England of 2013. My point, I don't think there was this any grand plan that this happened. But when was the last time that India actually made a 400 in a one day game? I don't really remember. Maybe 2017 में ऑस्ट्रेलिया के साथ ओडीआई, आई डोंट थिंक तब भी हमने कभी 400 बनाया.
वो नहीं नहीं वो भी आई थिंक 13 14 15 वाले फेज में वी वर चेजिंग 350 फॉर फन इफ यू रिमेंबर. वो फ्लैट इंडियन ट्रैक्स में राजकोट और
इंदौर में. वो कब था शायद, वो 13 था शायद या
13 15 वो फेज में. बट सिंस द 2015 वर्ल्ड कप वी हैव बीन क्वाइट
सबपार. स्टिल अंडर धोनी.
इनफैक्ट दैट इज स्टिल अंडर धोनी. इनफैक्ट आई वुड गो एज फार एज टू से दैट we used to play a much more modern form of cricket even under Ganguly and early days of Dhoni. Kyunki tabhi we used to score like 7-8 runs in over to begin with, if you remember.
Yes,
Sachin Sehwag or Sachin Ganguly partnership mein, we used to routinely get 100 odd in 15 overs,
I mean,
right?
Rohit and Dhawan have been great and their record will, like, is Rohit especially is I think one of the goats of India. But Sehwag was a different player, like Vesup, like Sehwag was what Jason Roy is now, right? Sehwag, and
correct.
I definitely don't expect to have Sehwag, like any of Rohit or Dhawan to be Sehwag, but yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, in India, like even when this when your Rohit made 264, I don't remember how, like we made like 410 or something in that game, right?
Definitely. वो 380, 400 उसके बीच में ही स्कोर था.
I mean, जो कि, I mean, it might sound ridiculous, but it's still आज के टाइम में, like, I just feel that we need, like, the style of cricket that we are playing, especially,
yeah, is ancient, actually.
And this was, मेरा plan ये था कि we'll talk about Shastri Kohli, then go into our Bharatiya Janata podcast. And then in the end, I'll talk to you about 2023 World Cup a bit. But let me just, like, just making one point that, do you see us carrying, like, the same style of play to 2023? Because in India, in 2023, unless we are making the Calcutta 96 type pitches, I don't think this will,
Akhada.
This style of play will not suit because England, sab IPL khel rahe, there's no, like, you know.
But I don't see it changing either, right? But I don't see any of them, first of all, owning up to the fact that they are playing a brand of cricket which is very ancient. And neither the coach nor the captain has ever owned up to that fact. And unless you see that changing, even today we are discussing ki Dhoni retire hua hai ki nahi, when it should be a no-brainer, right? Why should Dhoni any longer have any utility in this side? Apparently, Rishabh Pant has to be groomed further. Arey, what further grooming does a player need? World Cup semi-final mein you have thrust him into the number 4 role. And then you say low pressure bilateral series mein Dhoni groom karega usko.
Maybe I will be very wrong in the future. But to be very honest with you, Rishabh Pant ka wo jo leg side mein taang utha ke marna hai na, I don't see him to be a tak.
It unless he somehow reinvents, I don't think uske paas abhi, he has a lot of limitation when it comes to stroke play. He's not Yuvraj Singh.
Exactly.
Matlab, the clean striking or wo sab jo Yuvraj ke paas jo ability tha, I don't see anyone who has matched up right? I think what India lacks is Yuvraj, basically.
Haan, wo hota number 4 or 5 pe to phir to...
मतलब युवराज इन द सेंस मतलब समवन ऑफ दैट पेडिग्री
आई एम नॉट लाइक रियलिस्टिक लाइक द करंट प्लेयर्स राइट आई यू नो वन ऑफ माय बिगेस्ट रिग्रेट एंड अगेन दिस कैन चेंज इन द फ्यूचर बट वन ऑफ माय बिगेस्ट रिग्रेट इज दैट वी डिड नॉट इन्वेस्ट इन संजू सैमसन एज मच एज वी शुड हैव बिकॉज ही सीम्स टू बी द गाय हु हैज ऑल द शॉट्स इन द बुक ही सीम्स टू बी द गाय
मोर कन्वेंशनल
मे बी इज नॉट अ ग्रेट कीपर आई डोंट रियली नो आई हैवंट रियली नोटिस दैट मच बट he just like if you think about like kyunki 2014-15 mein India khelne laga tha Sanju Samson right so if you think about it if he were like if he had developed in the way other players developed 2019 mein wo hamara number 4 player hota aur wo matlab I just think that because he can do both he can play the stop game as well as he can attack I feel so
उसमें भी प्रॉब्लम ये था ना कि वी डिडंट इवन कंसिडर फॉर अ मोमेंट दैट देर कैन बी अ स्कीम इन विच धोनी इज नॉट अ पार्ट ऑफ. सो ड्यू टू दैट लाइक यू हैड दिस को कैप्टन हु इज लाइक अ भक्त ऑफ धोनी एंड अ कोच हु इज अ भक्त ऑफ द कैप्टन. तो एज अ रिजल्ट इन लोगों को मतलब चेक्स एंड बैलेंसेस के फॉर्म में देयर यू हैड नथिंग बेसिकली टू फॉल
And
बैक
this
ऑन.
will be a question that will be asked over and over again. But like, one of the big jobs of a captain outside the field is to make sure that players bloom. Grooming, जिसे कह रहे हैं अभी अपन. Under in the last 4 years of Kohli's captaincy, which player's career has you seen to grow? And all the players that you name right now, remember, will be either all-rounders or bowlers. Why have we had no batsman grow under Dhoni, A. Kohli? Like, what do you think is the reason?
One is
Seriously.
insecurity. See what they did to Pujara and Rahane at the start of Kohli's tenure itself, right? In that long overseas tour ka stint, which started somewhere in late 2017 and extended till last year, they first dropped Rahane in that very first test match of that entire leg, right? In South Africa. Then subsequently we did the same thing with Pujara in England, right? In the first couple of tests. So what it shows you is that except for Kohli himself and to an extent Hardik Pandya in that 11, no one else actually knew whether they'd be playing the next game or not. It's okay to be a maverick or matlab ye sab rule book we throw it out of the window and all that, but that's not how you build a squad, right?
Talking of Kohli, the one thing that I have to say is that he, as a player, has achieved a lot, and I still feel that he will, by the time his career ends, have one World Cup under his belt. Maybe not as a captain, maybe as a captain, I don't know, but he will have like more than, I'm going on a limb and saying more than 70 one-day centuries, and close to 45 test centuries, and a World Cup. I want to talk about the other Kohli, the national Kohli, the Hindu Hriday Kohli, if you know who I, but like not the Samrat, but
The
not really the
Samrat.
Samrat actually. Basically, this whole Kohli thing and the way we seem to be wanting a Mai Bap for us to be above us to do stuff. Why do we as a nation react that way? I remember when we were talking on the phone, I was saying that if you look at US, even the Republicans, even the conservatives don't trust the government. Even when there is a Democratic president in the government, it's not like the liberals trust the government. Everybody hates the government equally. Whoever is leading, they might support that person or not, but government as an entity, everybody hates. Whereas in India, we see it completely differently. And the biggest example will be the news channels. I don't know, and I'm talking about all the three people who are listening to us. Amit Shah might remember this, but apart from the other two, I still remember this is 2009, and the results have come out, and it is clear that UPA is going to form a second government. I was listening to Arnab. This was back in the day when Arnab was not Arnab, and he was taking an interview of Kapil Sibal, who was supposed to take up the charge of HRD minister. And I have not looked up YouTube since then, but this is my memory as sharp as ever. I remember Arnab saying to Kapil Sibal, "I congratulate you that you will be the next HRD minister, and I think you are going to be one of the best HRD ministers India has ever had." This is what he said in 2009. What I'm trying to say is that I don't really think, exactly,
No
I don't
matter
really
who is at
think,
the top, huh?
and now in the last 6 years, they have kind of dug a hole for themselves key up in the future, and I don't think that this is going to happen anytime soon. But if a non-BJP government comes to power, I don't know how they'll do this turnaround. But it's not like you are a liberal, I am a bleeding heart liberal, but the thing is, I have sensed this always, that the media has always been pliant to the government of the day. And even the
True.
people, to an extent, even if, I mean, I was always surrounded by hardcore BJPians, so they were not like, but even then, if your local MLA or MP was Congress and you needed to have decent relationships with that guy because you needed to get stuff done. How did this, like, what's your theory? And once you give your theory, I have some sub points that I'd want to talk about related to this, but first, what do you think?
So all that I say right now will be like just a random ese peloing gyan in
Arguru.
the words of the great
Arguru.
Abhinandan Sekri, our guru, Sri Sri Sekri ji. So what we see in India is some sort of a monarchy or a feudal setup in the garb of democracy, right? And it, in fact, if you go all the way down till say ek city mein, a corporator, for example, that culture of having banners, for example, jisme there will be this one large face, this guy is speaking on a cell phone and uske haath mein teen ring aur wo sunglasses pehen ke, and then there will be this chota chela chapatas who will be underneath uske niche se, there will be like 20 other photos. So this is like a theme which is recurring, right, at all levels, and the same extends to say the movie theaters mein, the culture of film stars being treated as demigods in the
And now in
South
the north.
especially, and now also in the North, right? And more so if the film star is now associated with nationalism, yeah, something of that sort. It's a half-baked stuff like that. And then also in cricket, we have always had this tradition, at least since the Tendulkar era, ki there is this godlike status. And I think a lot of it, so it's a recurring theme in all facets of life in India. I think at least that much we
Yeah.
all would agree. This is, and this has, and this has nothing to do with
Definitely.
Congress or BJP, right? At
Definitely.
least till this point. So what I feel generally is, I think it has a lot to do with social structures. So this is one thing which unites the North and the South also. So there is the demigod-like status to politicians and film stars is no
Yeah.
less in the South. So ye narrative ki education ke saath, the social indicators ke saath, those things should go away, that is also not true, right? So our family structures, we are never taught to
My
question. I
first
think
point
that's the
was this, that
basic.
abhi maybe things are a little different, but Indian joint family has one, the word is karta. Patriarch is the mukhiya or the
Patriarch.
karta who does makes all the decisions. We for most of our life decisions we've relied on someone else to make those decisions, and it is much easier to do that at all levels. And maybe that is why relying on Kohli
And decisions as personal as who you marry, wo level tak, matlab, essentially. Starting from what kind of education you get till the end, matlab decision making,
something. Yeah,
micromanagement
this is a great point,
to an
because a lot
extreme.
of the people, a lot of our friends, common friends, would say that especially in our socioeconomic background, people are now marrying more, what we call love marriage, right?
Yeah,
But even
outside of
there, I
there,
noticed two things. One is that even when they marry outside of their caste, for example, it's not usually, I'm talking about our socioeconomic background, it's not usually someone who's from the so-called lowered caste, right? Backward classes, right?
backward
Secondly,
classes.
yeah, and it's not just about caste. I mean, it is in India, everything is about caste. But secondly, and this is something that I only realized after moving to the States. Even for love marriages in India, your educational background or your career background is very important. So, for example, if you are a tech, a software engineer working in the US, you won't really fall in love, especially exactly.
With a
So,
waitress, for
like
example.
I'm So I'm not taking any names, so it's fine. I can say one of my colleagues, American, she's a female, and obviously she's my colleague, so she's working in one of the biggest retail companies in the world, and software engineer, right? And the guy that she is married is a UPS truck delivery guy, like delivery guy. And when I got to know, like even I, who thinks of himself as very open and very liberal, I was very surprised. And then I realized my own fallacy in this.
So we fall. We have our own prejudices, which are somewhere deep rooted, right? Which are implicit, and we don't very
like even in our decisions reflect subconsciously. Reflect subconsciously. In the end, you end up marrying someone, even in love marriage, which your parents, I mean, again, this is not a generalization. Of course, there are many exceptions, but even most of the love marriages, your parents don't really oppose it much because you are also from similar socioeconomic backgrounds. I don't have the latest.
Is it also because, like, we don't tend to mingle a lot outside of our own socioeconomic backgrounds in general? Like,
I mean, this is a great point.
Largely, we live in silos in India.
Close your eyes,
right?
And think of your five closest friends. And again, this, at least four of them, if not all five, are from exactly the same socioeconomic background. And this is not your fault. This is because your school where you went was the same socioeconomic class. The college, even if you were, again, air quotes, meritorious and went to the IITs and IIMs, the chances are very high that the people who were your classmates were still from your same socioeconomic background. So you never had a chance to meet anybody outside of it. Yeah, I mean,
true, true. In fact, I'd say that just to add to it, like, at least till my undergrad, all of my peers in terms of my schoolmates or my friends in college, as you said, was like, I think 99% of them were of this exact same socioeconomic background, or in fact better than mine in terms of finances and stuff. But the only place where I actually saw like diversity for the first time, and it's no coincidence that that is when I started forming political opinion and became more quote unquote liberal, was when I started doing my PhD. And my lab had someone from the Northeast. I had people from the tribal belt in Jharkhand. And so that is where I saw the diversity. And it's no, and those were formative years in terms of my political opinion forming and so on. And I think I can actually see how it helped me as a person. I could have very easily fallen into the Deepak Brigade.
This is a whole different episode. Ki why we are not bugs. In the sense, yeah. Not that this question is not a righteous question. This is basically why, like,
no,
law
this is basically
indicate
so,
that you should.
So
be.
I'm. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that so the fact that we do not mingle also kind of hinders our thought processes.
My first
basically.
Muslim friend was after
and
I got into my engineering college. Before that, I had no Muslim friends.
Oh, so same with me also.
So bigger question is, I mean, Muslims are 20% of our population, and the castes that we are talking about are even bigger person. So where are they, like? And the thing is that and we've digressed from our authoritarian topic to this whole thing, but I'm sure we'll get back to it at some point. But the thing is that the state and our social structures are designed in such an amazing way that all these people stay hidden and we never even realize that they've stayed hidden. And then we take up our JEs and med entry exams and see ki bhai isme reservation hota hai, and we are like, reservation kyun hota hai? Caste to humne kabhi dekha nahi. And this is, I don't think this is.
So actually it's the other way around. So when we are first, when the idea of reservation first hits us, that is when we are in 12th mostly, right? So when we are appearing for our entrance exams. So in fact, we feel this there is an element of injustice being done to us. At least I had that feeling,
of
right?
Of course, me too.
At that point, I did have, like, there is no... So, aisa nahi hai ki aaj I have a different opinion. I have, like, more qualified opinions on that as opposed to what it was in court. But the big problem is ki tabhi aise lagta tha. And... वो एलिमेंट ऑफ इनजस्टिस इस रीजन से क्योंकि वी हैव ऑलवेज बीन हिडन इन दिस साइलोज तो एंड दैट ब्रीड्स दिस अथॉरिटेरियन माइंडसेट इन सम वे राइट बिकॉज यू सी द सेम काइंड ऑफ मुखिया मुखिया कम्स फ्रॉम योर ओन कम्युनिटी राइट इन ऑल दिस केसेस तो वो जो एट सम लेवल वो सरपंच का जो आइडेंटिटी था दैट बेसिकली दैट पैटर्न कीप्स रिपीटिंग एट ऑल लेवल्स स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम द फैमिली then tumhara local area mein all the uncles and their group so they also have some kind of a useless authority over your life right wo
kya bolenge
wo jo uncle auntie fan jo groups hota hai ha wo kya char log kya bolenge so why should they have a control kyunki they are also like extended mukhias because them being your parents ka friends wo unka ek automatic transfer of power un logon ke paas and this extent so we keep breeding the same kind of people right
I mean and again no qualified opinion not a researcher but so even growing like you grew up in Bombay right I grew up in like Jabalpur which is a very small town compared to Bombay and Delhi and all of that and you would expect Jabalpur because it's a small town to be more integrated in a way the thing that I realize is that most of the people the so-called forward caste people even if they were economically not doing the best and again jab hum economically not doing the best bolte to bhi hamara criteria bahut upar hai un sabke you know anyway that's not the point what I'm trying to say is we'll try to have their kids go into an English medium school right and granted ki Jabalpur mein English medium school mein padh ke it's not ki Shashi Tharoor nahi nikal raha Jabalpur se but then you take these entrance exams and then you go into these colleges where the medium of instruction is in English and you realize that all those Hindi medium schools jo the mere city mein were being like ye jo log chup gaye the ye sab un schools mein jate the ये सब यूजुअली उन जगह जाते थे और ये बेचारे जब मेरे साथ आके इंजीनियरिंग करने की पढ़ने की कोशिश करते हैं दे स्ट्रगल बिकॉज नाउ दे हैव टू नॉट जस्ट ओवरकम द साइंस एंड द मैथ ऑफ इट दे हैव टू ओवरकम द लैंग्वेज ऑफ इट डूइंग इंजीनियरिंग इन एमपी आई मेट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु केम फ्रॉम इवन स्मॉलर टाउन्स देन जबलपुर बिलीव इट ऑर नॉट देर आर towns that are smaller than Jabalpur and I met people who had never ridden or taken a train before in their life the first train that they took was to come to Bhopal to do their engineering and that like think about it for a minute think about like there are people like that and then I that is like slowly when I started realizing that can I really blame them if they are not doing their like the best kyunki hamare jitne bhi friends unke paas ek example hota hai ek wo commissioner ka beta hota hai jisne quota leke unke college mein aaya hota hai ek sabke paas hota hai lekin the thing is ki we somehow forget that exceptions actually prove the rule the fact that you can remember that one guy proves that you are not able to see so many other of the similar kind right and I hate jab main these similar kind of example I mean I know it sounds very bad but Amit bhai I hope you're fine with it so yeah so basically
but basically isse kya ho raha hai na ki see this the way we function is like each one of us has her or his or her own echo chambers regardless of which community you come from and due to this lack of transfer of ideas yeah there is no scope for open debates wagera itna zyada hota nahi and so we are not trained to that to begin with And suddenly, when you are about to make political choices, you are about to make something, decide on things like, are tumhara political opinions, which side of the divide you fall on, tumhara socio-economic policies pe kya opinion hai. Those are not things which you have ever had to decide in your life.
Rather, you're trained to stay silent. This goes back to the joint family thing, right? The reason that we love authoritarianism so much is because we are taught to respect authoritarianism from childhood.
And it also takes away some of your responsibility, right?
I agree. Like, and it also takes away your critical ability, critical thinking ability. And because it takes, and the more reasons that you like authoritarians, like it's something that reinforces itself again and again and again.
So there is something like fundamentally wrong about it, right? So ye ek case mein again, like at the risk of digressing, so ये जो धर्म गुरु टाइप पीपल आर देयर ना तो हम लोगों का कम्युनिटी में सो दिस टैम्ब्रम कम्युनिटी वी हां टैम्ब्रम कम्युनिटी में वी हैव आवर ओन लिटिल धर्म गुरु
ग्रेविटेशन का है
बेसिकली ऐसा एवरी अरे वैसा नहीं वो टाइप का नहीं मतलब दीस आर बेटर वंस देन दैट एटलीस्ट इतना कमर्शियल नहीं है वो लेवल तक so these are like they cater to a group of very small population basically like what I don't know how I can explain this so Tambrams within them have two sects and those two sects have multiple sects underneath so these tiny dharam gurus ye log na matlab all Vaishnavism ka principles and all that they will preach but they'll sit on top of a deer ka skin basically so as a child it always struck me ki are matlab okay we preach vegetarianism philosophically hum logon ko sab theek hai wo mujhe samajhta tha ki non violence aur ye sab ka concept hai so then why is he sitting on a animal skin like the animal is dead right the moment he is sitting on that so that is some element they'll give you some mumbo jumbo about purity and all that but whenever me or some of my cousins have ever asked this question as a child, we've never got an answer. So the only answers we would get is like, you are not supposed to question authority. Yeah. वो लोग उम्र में बड़े हैं तो उनसे मत question करो. मतलब the sense of authority comes with multiple things. Age being one of them.
Definitely. Like you have to respect age even though they're like shitty people. You have to respect them because they're older.
People. Like by default,
I wanted to make one thing very clear that I know, like going by this discussion, people might think that we are talking about that only our dear leader, but it's not really the dear leader because even before he ever came into the horizon, Mamata Banerjee or Jayalalitha or the Thakre or Indira Gandhi, for example, like it's not like we've never had this. Like this is not aimed at the dear leader. Yeah, we should have named this episode as Two Guys and Amit Bhai, but that's for later. But I really want Amit Bhai to know that it's not just about him. We are talking about and this just reminds me of go on.
It's a malaise that runs deep through our society.
Reminds me of a small camera, like incident. Like Nehru was very aware of this thing happening. And what he did, and among the many reasons that I really, really respect this guy, is because he wrote an anonymous article by the name of Chanakya. Chanakya, he was Chanakya before Amit Bhai. Sorry, Amit Bhai. But like, and he criticized himself, and he criticized how under him the Congress and probably the nation would go into a quasi. And the fact that he was so aware of this is somehow very interesting. And I'm not entirely sure about this, but up until 1964, that is the time that he died, he never allowed Indira to have any position of prominence.
Contrary to what these guys say, in fact, Patel's children actually got a seat to
fighting elections, right?
I cannot talk about it because I know that Patel's Manibhen was his daughter, and I
So Manibhen actually got fielded on a ticket before
I don't know, but if it is, that is amazing to think of, because we talk of that again. The problem with this family, that is the Nehru family, is that with every generation their level of education got reduced and reduced.
The gene pool also
just in some sense.
in terms of in Amit Bhai's language,
degradation. But the thing is, this is part of Indian polity, in the sense there are no ideological parties in India. All parties are formed out of some kind of parivar or some kind of mukhiya, chahe wo Sangh parivar ho, chahe wo Yadav parivar ho, ya Gandhi parivar.
Yeah, marriage of convenience, which falls under neither of those brackets. Like in jab zarurat pade,
I was trying to think ideology. Abdullah family or Pilot family ki baat karne laga. Un log ki to itni hai nahi.
वैसा marriage of convenience literally.
But okay. And this kind of takes me to the second point that I was talking about, and that was that. So it's clear that it's not just Modi. We have many other examples, right? And somehow, if you look, you'll be hard pressed to find any political party except from your Lok Satta. Even Lok Satta is actually a one-man driven party if you think about it, right? So yeah, this is my theory, and I want you to expand on it. Is it because even before we got our independence and before the whole British thing, we have been ruled by princes and kings and all of them, and is this part of just part of our psyche where we make people kings and princes? Because and this is a great book, if anyone is listening, I mean, Amit Bhai, you won't care, but still, An Indian Summer by Alex von Tunzelman. And she mentions that when Nehru would go in different cities, people would call him Raja Jawahar. And it seems like that this never got away. Even in 2019, this hasn't got away.
So we live in a, in some sense, a quasi-feudal structure, right? So the way our equation with our corporator or an MLA is essentially the same way a subject would stand outside the darbar of
Raja. Yeah, exactly. And this goes to level like corporator jab MLA ke samne milta hai to wo uske samne waise milta hai, aur MLA jab MP se milta hai to wo waise milta hai.
Ne unka dynamic to chhod do, main to bol raha hu even the people who have voted for them, rather than instead of forgetting the fact that they've just voted for them and they are no longer spokespersons for the next 4 years, they force themselves to believe that they are some sort of subservient species. So in that sense, though, dictatorship, in that sense, it is feudal, right? So democracy begins and ends with that electoral 1 month of elections.
While I completely agree with you, I have a slightly different take, and I think this is also caste, because this is a different caste, in the sense different kind of caste structure, but it is caste structure nonetheless, because these people who treat their corporators as Raja have their own fiefdoms, right? Because everybody has someone else to jiske samne wo ji saab karte hain. Even if you're like living in a village, and if you own some land, you will have some people who will stand there in front of you with hands put together, and this is basically sometimes I feel every problem that you can take out of India, and like it goes into caste. Sitaram Yechuri, I mean these people annoy me a lot. I mean, ideologically, I'm like closer to them, but the thing is, they just refuse to acknowledge the reality of India. Like, the thing that I'm talking about is that they keep talking about class struggles. Like, they for the longest time they did not acknowledge caste at all. They've only started acknowledging caste very recently. And even then, they never sit and think, ki, bhai, why has class struggle never happened in India when it has potentially happened in a lot of places around us, Cambodia, bolo, Vietnam, bolo, like, you know, it has happened. And I think the reason is that for caste struggles to happen, you need to have two clear-cut classes for, like, for and against, jiske against log khade ho sakte. Par yahan pe to aisa nahi hai na. Yahan pe to maine suna hai ki Jatav Mayawati ko vote dete hain, to Pasi isliye Mayawati vote nahi dete kyunki Jatav Mayawati ko vote dete hain.
So that is like multiple layers to the onion.
This is the amazingness of Hinduism. The greatness like, of Hinduism is that you will
always there is someone always a layer there. Beneath, we say.
Yeah, definitely. I think we have beaten this dead horse quite a long. Like there is authoritarianism in us, be it Kohli, be it. But the thing is, ki, we just by this discussion, I don't think we'll find the magic silver bullet.
There is no silver bullet, sadly, but.
No,
it helps to at least have a discussion.
So, moving on to a more pertinent thing that we should be talking about. I heard recently that underwear sales have gone down real fast. Like, people are not buying.
Yeah. And so has Parle Ji.
To start with underwear because it's a strange indicator of economics. Like, you know. Parle Ji, automobile sector, and again, I am no specialist on it, so this specific section, both of us can just give our speculative answers, but there are certain things which I find very interesting. Do you remember Piyush Goyal did a press conference before the elections and said ki job loss is good for economy?
Yeah, because it means people are looking for better jobs.
But and to be honest, to everyone who might end up listening to this, none of us are economists, so we should not technically talk about this. But
also everyone who wants to commit a suicide is also in a good space because he's looking for a better life.
My God, this reminds me of Rishi Ravi Shankar.
According to the Sadhguruji and.
Sadhguruji, I think it's is Ramdev who speaks English.
Sadhguruji, I feel, is much bigger in terms of as a social evil than Ramdev.
Oh yeah, definitely. Ramdev ko you can make like, I have literally, I'm being personal now. I have literally cut off friendships because I don't follow Sadhguru. And I was like, nope, not happening. But this was my plan. We will not talk about economy and the economics per se, but something that is related to it. And that is clearly you and I are reading that economy is not doing great. Chaddiyan are not getting sold. I think one of the big reasons for Chaddi is not being sold is that RSS has moved to full pants now.
Full but pants, yeah. Why would Chaddis be sold? Yeah.
But my question is, when... Like, this is something, like, because I remember Vajpayee's government, one of the reasons that Vajpayee's government in 2004 fell, they said was Pyaas Ke Daam. You remember? Pyaas Ke Daam were like...
Yeah.
And to...
Which also coincidentally was at quite a high when UPA fell, among many other reasons. Yeah.
And Madhu Aunty has... Pata hai, this podcast will end up being for a very selected audience because we talking
about matlab niche audience ka niche.
Madhu aunty ne kaha hai ki madhu matlab abhinandan wali madhu nahi, kishor wali madhu. Literal ishwar wali madhu. But unhone kaha ki wo 5 saal pehle car khareedne ka soch rahi thi. Sunte rehna pura dhyan se. Wo 5 saal pehle car khareedne ka soch rahi thi but fir Ola aur Uber market mein aa gaya to unko lagi nahi. कार नहीं करेंगे, ओला उबर यूज करेंगे. उनको मैं कैसे बताऊं कि जबलपुर में तो उबर है भी नहीं, मतलब लाइक कितना. और ये लोग हमारे इंटेलेक्चुअल है. शी लाइक बिफोर
सेम विद पार्ले जी बाय द वे.
या
apparently people are not eating Parle G anymore because they can afford better biscuits.
Patanjali bola. Patanjali bola.
They are eating like Aunt Annie's ka cookie or something like that.
Patanjali suna ki Patanjali kha rahe log isliye Parle G nahi kha rahe. But Parle G wale ke sath to case ho gaya na bechare ke sath. Aaj I don't know if you followed the news today, but basically he came on Times Now on the CEO and he said no, there is no job loss. He said there is no job loss and someone I saw this thread on Reddit that someone commented usko bhi to morning walk pe jana hai. Main ye bol raha hu kyunki hamara paas support hai. सारे मेजर सीईओस को और इकोनॉमिस्ट वर्किंग इन इंडिया को कि डोंट टॉक अबाउट द इकोनॉमी टू मच. बट माय पॉइंट इज हाउ लाइक I had never imagined, like, not talking about it will not make people not feel it. बहुत सारे not बोल दिया मैंने, but you get my point, right? कि
yeah.
At some point, they have to feel it, and
it's like we have somehow we have become like this weird numb species where we do not feel anything till it strikes us. It has reached that point, basically.
So okay, so then my question: when is it going to strike us? Not that I want to strike us, but
strike us. Mane matlab I am talking about each person personally till he is hit by unemployment. Tab tak usko farak nahi padta. Till then, I am blind to the fact that people are losing jobs. So even if, unless it is in my own personal circle or me, till then I do not realize the fact that there is something
and
going
I on. Will be devil's advocate and I'll say ki, and if that has not happened, that means that some of the reports are exaggerated. Like, why? And I have the answer for it, but I want you to, like, someone will say, right? Amit bhai bolenge ki agar koi nahi hua hai to phir tum exaggerate kar rahe ho, to kya bologe Amit bhai ko?
But utna hi hai na ki, see, a lot of people who are represented on, who represent themselves in or are heard through Twitter or all these media that we tend to follow news from are not probably the folks who are affected.
Yeah.
In some sense. So that is the reason, right? Oh, a lot of people who it has not hit so far are the ones who are talking about it.
So
basically,
to add to that, and you know as well as I do that 90% of jobs, as we call it in India, are in the unorganized sectors. And then there are jobs.
And those are not the voices that you would find. And those are exactly not the voices that you would find ranting on Twitter.
Neither Arnab Goswami talks for them, nor that this government is.
Nor do we.
This government is talking for them. Us, by the way.
Yeah.
But and apart from that,
which is what makes us more of anti-nationals, despite them being for people like us.
I mean. We are not very anti-national. Like you and I are sitting, and like Amit Bhai is listening to us dedicatedly. हाँ और आज भी अपन उन्हीं को उनको गाली नहीं दी है वैसे अपन उनकी बहुत अच्छी है. He's like and brown Santa without hair,
and this despite the fact that they are basically devising policies for us, people like us.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
So one thing that I wanted to say is that automobile sector में there are a lot of jobs where people work on the factory floor, and these
allied sectors, right?
And they are not they're temp workers, and if you let them go, you don't really have to show, like, it's not in your numbers that you're showing ki bhai this is the work. Kyunki some I was reading a Quint report today that said that almost 3 lakh people have been laid off in the automobile sector, which is a number,
a phenomenal number, actually.
So,
yeah.
So, but again, going back, like, I just do not understand that how is this not really like an issue that, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. I just don't know.
Whereas it would have been like 7 years back had the same thing been there. So there would have been a phase where the media would have questioned the government.
Like,
and so.
Ek tweet retweet kiya maine Chetan Mark ek tweet to 2013 se ki he was very concerned that ₹60 to $1 ho gaya tha 2013. Very concerned, was very concerned. और आज हमने उन्होंने देखा. आई मीन आई डोंट नो, लाइक शायद मैं भी ऐसे ही हूँ. एवरी टाइम दैट समथिंग लाइक दिस हैपेंस आई थिंक शायद मैं भी ऐसे ही हूँ, शायद मैं भी ऐसे रिएक्ट करूँगा जब थिंग्स आर लाइक मोर लाइक what makes me happy. But did you see his recent article on in I think that
no I've stopped following him.
For a while. I don't read this guy, but like he wrote an article or like basically about how like 370 and the success of the policy, and he basically compared it like
is this about the article where he says that previous governments used to discuss and debate a lot, and now we are in an era where decisions are taken and we do not waste time on deliberations and discussions.
Is it
that article?
So digress. Okay, but article pe ek point aur bol deta hu. Times of India na, Times of India. Uska editorial tha na. So editorial kisne likha hai pata hai? Amit Shah. मतलब गोबल्स ने 8 किताबें लिखी, हमारे अमित शाह भाई एक आर्टिकल लिखते हैं बस उसमें काम हो जाता है.
चाणक्य जी,
मैं मतलब आई वेंट लाइक आई लुक्ड अप कि भाई गोबल्स ने कितनी किताबें लिखी, क्योंकि हमारे तो घर में ही वही है बस हमारे तो. ही रोट 8 बुक्स टू अचीव व्हाट ही डिड, जस्ट राइटिंग वन आर्टिकल एंड बूम.
बट हाउ कैन यू जस्टिफाई लाइक पढ़ा लिखा लोग, मतलब टेक्निकली मतलब एटलीस्ट ऑन पेपर अ लॉट ऑफ पढ़ा लिखा लोग कंटिन्यूअसली सकिंग अप टू अमित भाई एंड कॉलिंग हिम द ग्रेट चाणक्य, द मतलब द बेस्ट माइंड इंडिया हैज प्रोड्यूस्ड इन अ मिलेनियम एंड सो ऑन.
सो दिस इज द कॉग्निटिव डिसोनेंस, राइट? दिस इज अ कॉग्निटिव डिसोनेंस दैट प्रेजेंट्स इटसेल्फ इन मल्टीपल वेज. एक तरफ अपन ये बोलते हैं कि फॉर एग्जांपल अगर someone from a marginalized community is not able to do well academically, hum kehte hain wo lazy hai. Wahi pe agar Amit Shah jaise log who honestly don't show any academic any kind of acumen, we say ki are har koi sirf wahi academic karke hi smart ho sakta hai, kya har koi ko waisi opportunity
nahi? Uska bhi I'll give you another extension of that. बुकिश नॉलेज ही सब कुछ नहीं होता,
जबकि मेरे माँ बाप और तुम्हारे माँ बाप भी आई एम श्योर वो बुक रट लो, 10th 11th रट लो. एचसी वर्मा ही लगा. एक तो यार एचसी वर्मा भी
बुकिश नॉलेज ही सब कुछ नहीं
है. एचसी वर्मा
एचसी वर्मा के
भक्त नहीं, नहीं, नहीं. एचसी वर्मा भक्त है,
एचसी वर्मा खुद भक्त है
यार. ये और ये
You actually matlab ruined my day today.
The thing is the way this is moving, this episode is moving, we are basically making it nicher and nicher and nicher. Salaad bole aise par, but at least hamara social group jo hai.
But HC Verma ka political opinion kab air ho gaya, matlab public kab?
Are wo HC Verma apparently is very active, or at least used to be very active on Facebook in that last time. Yeah, so he would. So like he never said ki I support Modi ji, but like you know demonetization
samajh mein aata hai, matlab aisa that's a you always very quickly you realize ki which side people stand for.
And you know the biggest fans of Modi's will always start this say sentence, I'm not a bhakt but bola bene bhai but ke pehle but se kya nikalta aapko pata hai but
nahi वो उसका मीनिंग क्या है पता है? वैसा बोलने का ये मतलब है कि व्हेन आई क्वालिफाई अ सेंटेंस बाय सेइंग आई एम नॉट अ भक्त बट इट इज टू गिव माय स्टेटमेंट मोर क्रेडिबिलिटी.
बट एवरी सी इन लाइफ इफ देयर इफ पीपल से समथिंग दैट हैज बट इन इट्स मिडल आई tend to let go of everything they've said before the but, because usually whatever they've said
about this but, case of lynching was wrong but,
you never talked about what was happening in Kerala about, where were you when the Kashmiri Hindus I
didn't have political opinions. I
was barely saying mamma.
Cognitively we didn't have any skills then, so नहीं, doesn't matter. तो but is a big qualifier जो actually सब कुछ बता देता है.
I used to be fairly active on Facebook. up until 2016-ish, right? Kisi ne mere se pooch liya, honestly, where were you during 1984? I was like, I cannot tell you. Like, my dad would be very offended. Ab kya bologe? Anyway, go on.
Just to add to that, so this Chetan Bhagat or also guys like Mohandas Pai.
Oh
right?
My God, yeah.
So these guys are basically the intellectuals of the hordes of IT engineers and software professionals that India has produced post-liberalization. And these are the folks basically jo ye butt wala strategy sabse zyada use karte hain.
And so if our podcast ends up getting more than 20 subscribers, I promise we'll do an episode, because clearly if after this episode we get 20 subscribers, it means that they are from that group. So let's do an episode of why does STEM in India end up producing these kind of people. That's a discussion that I think, and let us try and have someone who has some background, who has non-STEM background from India. That way we can validate our thought process as well. But quickly, and I know it's a huge topic to talk about, but we pre-decided that we will not talk about this at length in this episode, and that is Kashmir. But quickly, let's talk about it for a few minutes at least, right? So broadly, I know you and I both don't really agree with how this happened. I haven't really asked you if you agree with broadly removing 370 or not. I haven't asked you that, so I ask you this. But I'm sure you don't agree with the way it was done. I don't agree with removing
the manner, definitely not. But at least the actual act of whether it should be removed or not, at least it warrants some discussion. Yeah, but the manner in which it was implemented, definite disagreement.
Today, New York Times or Washington Post actually both did a video of basically, and the video headline is basically saying that what we saw in Kashmir does not agree with the narrative that the government of India is. And again, Kashmir is a long topic, like it's a broad topic, and it will require a lot of our time. We've already crossed an hour and we are yet to touch your favorite topic. But something that I find fascinating is similar to our economy thing. Even NYT or Washington Post or BBC do a negative piece on Kashmir. Apparently, they are being funded by Islamists.
It is like, bachpan mein kya hota tha, pata hai? When a kid does badly in school, a lot of parents go out and justify that teacher mere khilaf.
Nahi, main dusri theory de raha tha, sorry.
Acha, wo bhi ek philosophy hai ki matlab ye teacher hai na, ye bilkul biased hai mere bete ke khilaf. So I think very similar.
मतलब मैं किसी से बात कर रहा था, एंड मतलब बैड लक ही है कि कभी कभी वर्क प्लेस में यू आई ट्राई टू नॉट टॉक पॉलिटिक्स बट आई हैव दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ एन इंडियन फ्रेंड. सो ही वाज टेलिंग मी कि द गाइस फ्रॉम योर सिटी बॉम्बे, सो ही वाज टेलिंग मी दैट मतलब लिसन टू दिस नाउ, ही वाज सेइंग बॉम्बे में भी शिवसेना और MNS लोग कभी कभी भी कर्फ्यू कर देते हैं, कुछ भी कर देते हैं, पर हम लोग तो कभी जाके स्टोन पेल्टिंग नहीं किए. And again, इसका मैं straw man नहीं बनाना चाहता, मैं ये नहीं कह रहा कि यही opinion है, but अगर कोई smart opinion है तो अभी तक मुझे मिला नहीं है, वो किसी ने मुझे दिया.
But these are the kind of people who never realize that you have never over the years stood up to this MNS Shivsena kind of politics, right? You have allowed them to be that way.
They vote for Shiv Sena.
You keep, and this includes like, matlab, I'll tell you like as a fact, for the past 30 years, Bombay and all the municipalities around Bombay have been with Shiv Sena. It hasn't changed.
Bombay municipality is BJP, BMC.
BJP and Shiv Sena, right? They fight before the elections and then they team up. So that's how it happens every time. So, pichle 25 se 30 saal tak Shiv Sena and BJP have ruled that belt.
And
but Aditya, this is false equivalence. I mean, no matter what they do in Bombay, can you really compare it to what is happening?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So this is like in response to these people saying that even then it is not justified. Then it shows you in much more poor light in that sense. Tumhara basic sense of, or it shows up your basic lack of understanding.
This talking about Kashmir will take a lot of time. Main bar bar keh raha hu.
This is definitely like one among a lot of false equivalences that people have drawn. Another very common one is ki now they will have access to all the employment in India. Yeah, matlab bahar wale wahan jayenge aur employment
hoga.
Matlab industry development aur zyada aa jayega. Matlab chappad far ke development
pe self plug. मैंने एक ट्वीट किया इस बारे में. मैंने बोला कि समस्तीपुर से गुड्डू और लखीमपुर खीरी से बबलू कह रहे हैं कि अब कश्मीर डेवलप होगा. कहने का मतलब यह है कि भाई अपने आसपास देखो.
तुमने पार्ले जी खरीदना बंद कर दिया है.
पहन रहे यार. किसी ने बोला कि एक्चुअली क्या है कि इंडियन आदमी बहुत स्मार्ट है. 3 दिन पहनते हैं अंदर से बाहर, फिर 3 दिन पहनते बाहर से अंदर, फिर 7 दिन धो लेते हैं बाहर. You know, so it's we are smart anyway. We will keep Kashmir to this like a limited discussion, because maybe in the next episode or after, we will give a larger chunk of our time to it. Okay,
it deserves a much more of a deep
and,
dive.
And not that I'm apathetic to Kashmir or neither are you, but I think a lot is being talked about Kashmir, and for anyone who wants, I'm sure they're looking at Kashmir right now. There will be huge opportunities for us to talk Kashmir in the future. I hope things calm down, but I honestly don't see them calming down.
For a moment, when you said there will be a lot of huge opportunities, I thought
अगर सारे इंडिया के आदमियों को एक बना के एक आदमी बनाया जाए तो आई थिंक ही लुक लाइक मनोज तिवारी. ठीक है,
डेफिनेटली आई कंप्लीटली एग्री. आइदर मनोज तिवारी और रवि किशन, आइदर ऑफ देम
लुकिंग एक्चुअली. एनीवे, तो क्यों बोल रहा हूं मैं, वो बता रहा हूं द रीजन कि नाउ दिस गाय, इमेजिन अ मनोज तिवारी, ही वांट्स टू गो एंड मैरी लाइक क्या सेक्स अपील इज ही मैं जानना चाहता हूं.
लेकिन उसके मन में ऐसा है कि the his singing has sex appeal according to him probably.
अपने you know one of those faces only the mother finds cute वाला बात है. But anyway, let's not do this because
even there I thought you were going towards Amit Shah being that representative.
अरे actually so Manoj Tiwari in 15 years is Amit Shah. I think exactly. So I think Manoj Tiwari was not the best example because Manoj Tiwari is in his early 40s, so maybe we should think about like if we take all desi men and like average age of India is what, 28-29 right now, I don't know what it is, right?
Yeah,
so then I will say that an average Indian man looks like Honey Singh.
You know what, average Indian man looks like that, but the if you take into consideration the mindset of an average Indian person, man, woman, sab mila ke, then that person would be Amit Shah, perfect representation. Kyunki the thing that the mindset that perfectly symbolizes India right now is that privileged 50 to 60
that
year old man.
Actually true. Lekin pata ye thoda sa misleading hai because I meet enough 21, 22, 24 year olds who want a Hindu Rashtra. So,
that is what I'm saying. So even the 20, 25 year olds actually represent the same thought process that these 55 year old uncles typically want you to believe is
second
utopia.
Suggestion for episode headline: Amit Shah is India in mirror. Or
exactly.
India Amit looks Shah. Like Amit Shah.
India looks like Amit Shah. Exactly. I think that is the.
So the next topic that we are moving to, I think that I think our headline will be that. And the next topic that I wanted to talk about is your favorite Indian Science Congress, which happened quite a few months ago. But thought that it was very important because in a way that whole event kind of signifies that the India that we are living in today, that strives for people becoming scientists and engineers and doctors. But the kind of scientists and engineers and doctors we become are the ones who present paper on Modi Wave. And this is our episode name. Okay. Our episode name is Modi Day, Modi Wave on Amit Shah. No, with Amit Shah. Modi Wave with Amit Shah. We are still in the working title.
You know, Sunamo.
Yes, Sunamo ke liye, matlab Sunamo. Kyunki apan already bhati janta podcast hai, we are already, you know, punning. So anyway, and for people who don't know, Aditya is in Harvard and he's doing postdoc, so he know better than him to talk about Indian Science Congress. Of course, you can always get Chetan Bhagat to talk about anything in India or Sohail Seth, but let's stick to Aditya about this, right? So give me a brief, I don't want description, but like a brief feeling that you got out of the whole thing. And then could you please talk a little about how Modi waves are the new gravitational?
So this Science Congress thing, curiously, is not just a thing of this year, right? So the first traces of bhakti in the Science Congress was seen in 2015. If you go back and read some articles about the Science Congress from 2015, so any science conference would have poster presentation sessions, if any of you have ever been there. And these posters are basically about your research, and in a nutshell, you present your research and the findings and so on. So there were a few people from some university in Gujarat who were presenting posters about how kuch to matlab Mahabharat ke time ka helmet was found on Mars, and these guys have photos of that. Ye 2014-15 mein tha. And,
sorry to stop you, but in the platform that we are recording this, do we have options to link things?
We can put the links in the description.
Yeah, I think we can make a dank meme out of this, so link.
Mars pe Mahabharat ka helmet, which is perfectly the kind of news that we people have grown up watching, right? Aaj Tak or India TV mein, like, or they have immediately, they'll get more TV time than someone doing genuine research would. And similarly, there are other such so-called research findings which were like Gobar mein sona hai or something like that, right? So all this began back then, and this was at the very start of NDA ka, Modi ji ka first year, and the Science Congress started showing signs back then. And we have come, like, it has reached almost a logical conclusion with this loony guy saying ki theory of relativity first of all is false, and light travels in the form of SIA wave theory of light wagera sab galat hai, and all that must be replaced by, of course, none other than Modi wave. But he has never said, matlab in none of his talks does he describe what is Modi wave. So I'll tell you why this is symbolic of all that is wrong with Indian science, right? Because what we think is science and how science actually works are like completely different things. So what a lot of us believe is science is a few jargons, say the kind of language that Sadhguru ji would use, right?
My favorite, Deepak Chopra is
Deepak Chopra to alag hi hai, matlab uska audience is like Sadhguru se bhi upar na. मतलब इनका भी हायरार्की है फॉर एग्जांपल.
सो सॉरी
ऑल ऑफ देम. हाँ तो हम लोग नीच का नीच और भी घुसते जा रहे हैं. सो व्हाट दे यूजुअली डू इज दे यूज अ टर्म लाइक एनर्जी, पॉजिटिव एनर्जी, नेगेटिव एनर्जी, ऐसे. सो दीज आर द काइंड ऑफ टर्म्स दैट दे use very loosely without actually telling you what it means. So they'll say like, if you do yoga, you will emanate positive energy. And our ancestors have known about positive energy for a long time. Jabki, this is not, and why do they use this? They use this to give themselves a hint of legitimacy, right? So for them, science is used as a tool for marketing their own mumbo jumbo. So I don't know if I'm making sense with that.
Go on.
So yeah, so the process of how knowledge is curated in science is not what they care about. So when Sadhguru in one of his videos says that you can change the molecular structure of water by just looking at it, right? So what does it actually mean? So how do you change the structure of something by looking at it? बट ऑडियंस इसको इसीलिए ताली बजाता है क्योंकि ही हैज यूज टर्म्स लाइक मॉलिक्यूलर स्ट्रक्चर, एनर्जी, वाटर. सो ऑल ऑफ इट साउंड्स लाइक अरे दिस मस्ट बी सम लेजिट साइंस क्योंकि सदगुरु ने बोला है एंड ही हैज यूज टर्म्स फ्रॉम साइंस. सो ही नोज बोथ साइंस एंड फिलोसफी. सो ही इज अ ग्रेटर ह्यूमन बींग देन ऑल ऑफ अस हियर. सो साइंस इज बेसिकली यूज स्यूडो साइंस बाय साइंस एंड स्यूडो साइंस हियर as a tool to sell mumbo jumbo.
So I think the next thing is how do, like, for example, I get to present a paper in Indian Science Congress. No, like, I'm, when I say I mean like anyone here, basically
anyone.
Yeah. How do they get it, like?
So forget Indian Science Congress for a minute, any scientific conference. One would submit something which is known as an abstract. So an abstract is a summary of your research findings. It will outline what your key contribution is of a particular work is. So there are scientific findings are communicated in multiple ways, one of them being science conferences, but the most common one being scientific articles, which go through peer reviews. There will be people critiquing your work and then you respond to them, work on the criticism and so on. And a lot of reasonably well accomplished or well known science conferences actually follow the same protocol. There will be a panel which will go through the articles that you have sent. If it warrants, if it goes through the scrutiny and stands up to it, then you will go through and get a chance to either present a poster or a talk. But it has to go through that. So for anything to be accepted as, say, a scientifically something which stands up to the rigors of science, it has to go through scrutiny, basically. That's the primary requirement.
Yeah.
In any science conference or any platform in science.
For Indians, so for this event, who is scrutinizing?
Ideally, so the committees which scrutinize are supposed to be consisting of scientists who are experts in that particular field or who know stuff. But I think of late, the Science Congress has become like a platform for these guys to showcase their political affiliation towards their bosses, to their akas, basically. And so if, say, this loony guy professed his love to Modi waves on stage, he might be expecting ki kal usko he'll get some position or some favors from the MHRD ministry, sadly. And this is not just limited to the science conference. A lot of actual directors in a lot of ISERs and IITs these days are people who are very similar to this Modi wave wala aadmi, whoever he was. I genuinely do not know his name. I've forgotten his name. So sad.
Yeah,
sorry,
I mean,
about
I remember. I kind of
Kannan and some name. I don't know. I don't actually remember his entire.
I don't know. I found him or not. I'm not sure. But this is I have this idea actually. I have this idea that light warps around Amit Shah. So if you basically could use Amit Shah in a laboratory, you could possibly potentially create a time machine. And I want to present this paper. So let me know.
You can, I think what you can attempt is like, we should try submitting an abstract to the Indian Science Conference next year.
India jana aana rehta hai mere ko kabhi kabhi. Agar maine ye bola, light walks around Amit Shah.
You should see the reaction. Okay. No, no. This is to establish ki whether they read stuff at all. This is to figure that out. Like, if they are reading stuff, you definitely, your morning walk will get affected. So you have positive and negative controls for everything.
I have
right?
enough support. Right now, there are only 3 people who support us.
So we can anyway do it as an experiment, a social experiment by sending an abstract. Like a crowdsourced abstract. Haan, naam change karke. Crowdsourced abstract to be sent to Indian Science Congress. Next
so,
year.
I mean, yeah, you go on.
So this is just one last point. So, this mindset, I don't know, what does this tell you about society, right? So, we do this everywhere. We are apologetic about the fact that agar science has shown you something, like science proves something, and it goes against the grain of religion. This is true for most parts of the world and more so in India, because we are more deeply religious than any other nation in the world.
I would argue that, but yeah, broadly, okay.
Deeply religious in the sense, matlab, religion is so deeply intertwined in our day-to-day life, ki thought processes mein it is definitely... So we are apologetic of saying things like... even if something is named as a God particle, we take offense. Matlab, if you watch this recent trailer of Canada Kumar, sabse latest jo release hua hai, Mangal, Mission Mangal, that they have specifically a character which says this. Matlab, a mission director or someone on the trailer who says ki hum log science mein kaam karte hain, but still there are forces beyond us. And that is God or something like that in a movie in which the central piece is supposed to be science, but we are very apologetic of it.
I know, I remember in fact, even ISRO, I think Chandrayaan ke launch ke time, there was this famous picture of Nataraj in the, and I mean, I personally don't get it, but I can probably see ki how someone... can be a good scientist and still believe in religion, but
in a personal space, yes, but it still has, like, I don't know, there are some shackles which it's hard to break through them.
Which reminded me, you should talk about
you're apologetic of, like, there is again this conflict in your head somewhere subconsciously, it has to play out somewhere.
Presentation ceremony where whoever the guy came in and made you guys remember.
So this guy, his name, I don't know if I can take his name or not, I might need, a guy who is a director in one of the ICERs in India, one of the older ICERs. He was the chief guest in our convocation ceremony and is awarding people their PhDs and stuff. This convocation address was all about sucking up to the MHRD minister, who back then was Prakash Javadekar. Apparently, Prakash Javadekar was the sole reason why he got hired. So he said this in his speech that there were a lot of other qualified people who had applied, but probably I got through because Javadekar ji and I got along very well. So that is one of the things. And he followed that up with asking people to chant some bada shlok in Sanskrit. And then he was very appalled by the fact that people do not know Sanskrit.
NASA
used
coding. Do you know that?
And NASA mein, coding ke liye best language is Sanskrit. People don't code in C or Python.
The thing is though, that I know MD and MS, reputed decent colleges in India, doctors, who rely on who not rely on, but for like small things take homeopathic medicines. And I'm like, I this is personal and I don't really, but I think homeopathy is like the biggest fraud that is out there. And it's just surprising that you are a doctor, you study pharmacology, and you know how rigorous the double blind tests are to have anything go out as medicine, and then you take homeopathic medicines to, you know, for your stuff. I just don't know what to say. I think we have,
but again, this is something which we should touch upon on our why a lot of STEM grads are bhakts.
क्योंकि मेरे होम्योपैथिक के साथ एक चीज, होम्योपैथिक का कॉन्सेप्ट ये है कि जितना डाइल्यूटेड होगा उतना स्ट्रॉन्ग होगा. तो मैं बोलता हूँ भाई
उतना स्ट्रॉन्ग होता है,
सारी दवाई गंगा में डाल दो, सब गंगा का पानी पियो, सब ठीक हो जाएगा.
पानी पियो,
राइट?
नहीं, बट इट इज एसेंशियली ऑल वी नीड एन एलिमेंट ऑफ समथिंग. सो वी ट्रीट साइंस एज समथिंग एक्सोटिक फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, एंड वी ट्रीट इट एज बेसिकली स्कूल का सब्जेक्ट. द वे अपना पूरा एजुकेशन सिस्टम इन जनरल इज डिजाइंड इज दैट if you have a degree in commerce, अरे मुझे साइंस का जरूरत नहीं है, एंड इफ आई हैव डन साइंस, अरे सोशल साइंसेस तो मैंने किया नहीं है, तो आई हैव नो ओपिनियन ऑन दिस. मतलब वी हैव प्रोड्यूस्ड लाइक मल्टीपल जनरेशंस ऑफ किड्स, अमंग विच हम लोग भी, वी वेर ऑल्सो पार्ट ऑफ दैट. सो देर इज नो ओवरलैप इन आइडियाज, एंड साइंस इज बेसिकली इट्स वेरी ईजी फॉर पीपल टू सेल देमसेल्व्स यूजिंग दिस. मतलब even people who have studied physics fall for this negative energy positive energy. कोई पूछता ये नहीं है कि negative energy होता क्या है भाई, या सबरीमला मला वाला conflict में. one way these people used to legitimize their bigotry was by saying कि women have some negative energy or something like that. कुछ तो मतलब things which I have not even grasped anymore.
There are many articles out there, 15 reasons why Hinduism is great, जिसमें ऐसा है कि females wear, you know what is bichhiya?
You should elaborate.
Like ring, it's a ring but on toes basically.
Yeah, I know.
So they wear this because कुछ तो भी earthing होता है. मैं तो मतलब मेरा point है कि आदमी क्यों नहीं पहनते हैं? आदमी भी पहनो, right? वो उसमें ये था बिंदी लगाते हैं क्योंकि you know it. I don't even. But basically, my thing is, if it, then men should do it as well. Not that I know it's BS, but I'm just saying that.
No, but if you genuinely think that uska traditional value hai and you're doing it for the sake of traditional continuity and all that, I am completely okay with
don't
it.
But payload it as an article then, no?
Don't payload it as an article and don't say that everything is proven in science. We are superior, because it gives you that sense of superiority by saying, by claiming that achha ye scientifically proven fact hai or whatever. I think that is where the problem lies.
Anyway, I think we've talked a lot, and anyone who's, I think Amit bhai bhi so gaye abhi tak. So I had one more thing that I wanted to talk about and round it up is basically, if things change, and this is, we are going back to cricket, if things change, who would you ideally want to be India's coach, and what kind of a team do you expect India to have in 2023? It's a very broad question.
I don't know if a lot of our listeners are into cricket and they kept track of the selection process of the coach last week. Don't you think that was a farce to begin with?
I mean, did you see the paper that they put on?
Yeah, so they didn't even bother to get the
spelling
spelling of Mike Hessen right.
And
so
I think he was a
that
great
is
candidate.
How indifferent. Yeah, he was the best among the lot. And what can you say to people like Tom Moody, who keep applying every single time and keep losing to Ravi Shastri? This is so sad. And so, I think if we have any hope, if we are to have any hope of winning the next World Cup, I think Kohli needs someone who has the authority and someone who has pedigree and cricketing accomplishments, at least to rival Kohli. and it has to be someone of the stature of Rahul Dravid or Saurav Ganguly.
Kumble, the whole Kumble case, I don't think anyone is, like, even Rahul, Saurav or Sachin are, I don't think they will accept the job, first of all.
I don't think anyone will go anywhere near that team administration
Ideally, sadly. Just to round it off, ideally, I think someone like Mike Hessen or even Tom Moody or even Stephen Fleming, I'll say, could be a good potential coach. And I'd want for them to, and this is just me, but I think both Dhawan and Rohit rely a lot on hand-eye coordination, and some tells me that
and by that age is not on their side.
So I think this is high time we start trying people like Gill and Prithvi Shaw. I don't know how.
And do you also see how Kohli is in general averse to having people with pedigree at the top?
Yeah, I mean,
like even in the role of batting consultant, they didn't hire Rahul Dravid after announcing that Dravid and Zahir Khan would be the batting and bowling consultants, and they completely flipped the next day and they announced someone else.
Banger. Right?
And it was Shastri who demanded Banger be his batting coach or something like that. So that is how averse they are to people with any sort of accomplishment being anywhere close, because these guys want to bulldoze their decisions.
We missed a very important, maybe next episode. Who are the leading intellectual, leading lights of the right wing in India?
India. Vivek Agnihotri, you mean?
And Madhu Kishwar. And someday Tavleen Aunty, when she wakes up on the right side of the bed. But going back to cricket, these two kids, right, Kamlesh Nagarkoti and Shivam Mavi, I really want them to get injury free, and I really want to see what they come up with, because I really was excited.
But don't we already have a full thali when it comes to fast bowling?
Aaj Ishant ne achhi bowling ki actually, but so be it. I just want to see them, and I don't want to jinx anybody, but have you been following this kid in the A matches called Shivam Dubey?
Yeah.
He's been doing really well in the A games. Like, I haven't seen him, but I've seen the scores. It's like, he's always seems to take 2-3 wickets, and he's scoring 70, 75 consistently. So, looks like, I don't know.
There is another kid called, like, Ruturaj Gaikwad. I don't know if you follow him. He's another one of those openers who I think we have a lot of resource right now, and the reason why Shastri and Kohli irritate me so much is the fact that we do not utilize resource the way it is ought to be.
Because we have so many resources, we will always be a little unhappy. So ye to maan ke chalo ki we'll never be completely satisfied. But
but we are so risk averse, right? So one thing I want from this side is to risk losing some of these bilaterals, which no one gives a damn about, right? Bilateral ODIs ka koi context
nahi. The only reason we played in the West Indies bilaterals, ODIs and T20s, was because of the semifinal loss. Had India won the World Cup, he wouldn't have played.
And these guys use these bilaterals to shore up their numbers. So this is a rant which I keep doing, and I'll continue it on this podcast if we have the time. My assessment is that when we won the World Cup in 2011, despite not being a huge fan of Dhoni, Dhoni as a captain in between 2008 and 2011 took some very big decisions. So he was not averse to risks. And we didn't have as good a record in bilateral ODIs as we did in this lead up to 2019. We used to lose a lot of close one-day series in the lead-up to 2011, and we won a lot of close one-day series, such as that CB series in 2008, right? Where we beat Australia in Australia for the first time in like many years. But that is a series which seemed to matter, unlike a lot of bilateral series these days, which are like 6-1, 7-1. So whenever even your fringe players get a chance, your bench gets a chance, it's usually in dead rubbers. Games which do not seem to matter to either the audience or the player himself. So how do you expect these guys to have big match temperament? Like, why was Yuvraj Singh Yuvraj Singh when he entered the 2011 World Cup was the fact that he had in the past won us games like the NATO series final and played some really important knocks in the Champions Trophy and so on. I think that is something which is completely missing from the current side, and the team management has to force themselves into situations where they risk losing a lot more.
To add to your point, actually, everyone keeps talking about the World Cup final in 2011 where Dhoni promoted himself. Hmm. But if you remember, and talking about your risk thing, if you remember in the quarterfinals, he opened the ball with Ashwin. Didn't do it in any other match. True. He just did it in that game. Granted,
Andy Watson's wicket.
Yeah, right? Granted that ground was Ahmedabad, and you know Ahmedabad as much as I do. It turns. I know that. But the thing is, do you really think if that game had happened today, we would have still done what we keep doing? We would still have opened with Bhuvneshwar and and again, we have a good bowling lineup, so that doesn't really matter. But even in semi-final, we didn't play Shami. I feel that
we didn't play Shami. That was a decision which hasn't been spoken of enough, according to me.
Anyway, I think cricket will keep being part of every episode that we have. At least 15-20 minutes we give to cricket. So I think it's time for us to wrap, but in true podcast style. Any book, article, any recommendation that you have?
So, a book I recommend is This View of Life. It's a book on how evolutionary biology can be used to shape policy making. It's a book that I recommend, and even for those who are not biologists or scientists in general, it is a very good refreshing take on how you can use science to shape social policies. Generally, it's a book by David Sloan Wilson.
Great.
The full name of the book is this. The full Christian name is This View of Life, Completing the Darwinian Revolution. That is the title of the book.
I will then recommend. I was almost ready to recommend something similar, but then I'll recommend something different. Talking about Indian Science Conference and Congress and the whole discussion,
Modi
wave or authoritarianism, there is this book. It was originally written in Kannada in 1979. So I read the Hindi translation. And if you are not good with Hindi, read the English translation. It's called Parva. It's written by a Kannada writer called S.L. Bhairappa. Now, why is this book interesting is because it is basically the story of Mahabharata. However, the story of Mahabharata is without any supernatural thing. So there is no Brahmastra and all of that. It is like you like fight like normal. And one thing that was very interesting is that it shows people like Krishna and Pandavas and all eating Gau Mata.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's very, but that's something that is very like clearly the right wingers don't read. I'm saying that because this guy who wrote this book, S.L. Bhairappa, he's 85 now. He's old, but he has been given Sahitya Akademi and Padma Shri and all under the first term, Modi term. So, and that is because he wrote another book called Avaran, which lambasted Tipu Sultan. And he has become kind of, but it's like that Arnab Goswami thing, right? I guess right now BJP is like that. But that book, if they read that book, I'm surprised that that book hasn't been banned or anything. But anyway, the book is called Parva, and it is the story of Mahabharata, but people as normal human beings. That will be my recommendation. And with that, I think we should wrap it up. Thank you, Amit Bhai.
Thank you, Modi ji.
Okay.